Hello, everybody. This is a meditation to create and maintain harmony and balance in alignment with humanity's needs in the Ring of Fire Meridian. I'm David Crandall, and this meditation is being presented on March 7th. Our presenter next week will be Gary Chance of Ohio, so everybody look forward to that. The Earth has been able to live without life for billions of years and has always maintained herself in balance. We are relatively young on Earth, and the balance we need to live here is possibly threatened. Please visualize the Ring of Fire. The Ring of Fire is a string of volcanoes and sites of earthquakes around the edges of the Pacific Ocean. The Ring of Fire isn't quite a circular ring. It is shaped more like a 4,000-kilometer or 25,000-mile horseshoe. A string totaling 452 volcanoes stretches from the southern tip of South America up along the coast of Chile and Peru, toward North America, up past Canada and across the Bering Strait, down through Japan, all the way to New Zealand. There are even several active and dormant volcanoes in Antarctica that close off this ring. The energy that is in this Ring of Fire Meridian is so powerful that it is able to affect, balance, and realign the ocean currents, weather patterns, and other aspects of Earth's biosphere that are needed to come into new and upgraded harmony for humanity's needs. It is our intention today to place affirmations into the meridian to create and maintain harmony and balance in the meridian flow. Having a volcanic explosion could actually be part of the balance that is in alignment with our needs. In order to get ourselves into a sacred space, we begin this meditation by singing and chanting. So please feel free to join with me now. Kadosh, 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 Adonai Tzevaot, Kadosh, 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 Adonai Tzevaot, Kadosh, 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 Adonai Tzevaot. Let us bring our thoughts into unity. We focus on our crown chakra and allow spirit self to begin to rise through our crown chakra into our corridors. And we thought project ourselves now to the Ring of Ascension. We ask the etheric crystal at Volcan Poas in Costa Rica to rise up and join us now. This particular crystal has a direct connection with the Ring of Fire energy. We ask the crystal in Lago Puelo, Argentina to also rise and join us. This crystal works well with the spheres and realms of Mother Earth, balancing her weather patterns, current systems, empowering the ecosystems with life force, and will sustain this work with the other crystals around this issue. The Escalia mirror is in a particular alignment so that it receives fifth-dimensional omega light from the central sun. We ask Archangel Metatron to coordinate the placement of the Escalia mirror into a position to assist us with this meditation. We communicate telepathically with the central sun, and we receive planetary healing energy and light from the central sun. Please feel free to join in with me now as we sing or chant. Holy light, Omega light. Holy light, Omega light. Holy light, Omega light. We feel the great central sun energy coming into us, and we connect with that energy and with the Ring of Ascension and the two etheric crystals. We will now chant three times the following galactic words from Giuliano to increase the intensity and arcane power of our thoughts and affirmations. Hashma Anga, Hashma Anga, Hashma Anga. Let the power of Hashma Anga merge with our affirmations as we focus on the Ring of Fire Meridian, and for that arcane power to go through all of the plates in the earthquake-prone areas. Let this sound energy go into the crystals, and then the crystals will magnify that energy and bring balance and even release minor releases throughout the whole region to possibly calm any more volcanic activity and any possibilities of further eruptions. The grid lines and energetic flows are connected now to the fifth dimensional earth, and all the meridian is filled with fifth dimensional harmonizing light. Using our arcane power, let's increase the intensity of our thoughts as much as possible. And remember, the Arcturians have set up special programs for us to interact with the etheric crystals, so they can synchronize our thoughts and healing energy with ours. We begin our affirmations now. Mother Earth, we love you. Receive our love now. Blessed are you, Mother Earth. Mother Earth, we compliment your ability to the planet to rebalance yourself and to keep this biosphere in harmony and intact. Mother Earth, we bring the light of the Arcturians into your spiritual realm. We accept our role as planetary healers and guardians of your spiritual life. Mother Earth, we help you now by downloading new fifth-dimensional technologies that assist the feedback loop system to purify and rebalance you. Please receive this healing now. From our hearts, Mother Earth, we sing to you and we pray with you now. The intersecting of light is now on your surface. We send healings to you throughout the whole surface, throughout all of your oceans, all of the skies around you, and throughout all of the great rivers and streams. Mother Earth, we pray that you are intact and that you and your spirit will open to the energies from the galaxy that are coming in, and they will activate you, and that you will be brought into alignment so that you can hold more of this fifth dimensional light. We admire your flexibility, Mother Earth. You are a guiding teacher, a guiding light in how to remain in balance. We are strong and we are proud planetary healers and warriors to be able to download a new energy of balance into your subconscious and ours as well. Oh, Mother Earth, Father Sky, we are gathered here today to send our love and gratitude to you. And we acknowledge you with our whole conviction and our spiritual presence. Mother Earth, that quantum energy is based on the interaction and the telepathic communication of mankind to you as a spirit. Mother Earth, receive the energies of the white buffalo now. In deep gratitude, Mother Earth, we end our prayer to you. Our work is creating a counterbalance. That energy travels all around the ring of fire, interacting telepathically with all the different systems that are involved in supporting and creating this balance for Mother Earth and humanity. Many different areas need to be shifted in order to create balance and harmony with the whole planet. The Ring of Ascension moves this energy around and interacts and influences all the other places that are in need of a new balance. And this is created now and will have a very powerful effect. We thank the Ring of Ascension and all of the Ascended Masters for their assistance and support. We thank the two crystals for their help, and they return now with the help of the Arcturians to their positions upon the planet. We step back into our individual corridors and hover above our physical bodies. And at the count of three, we will re-enter and will be fully aligned and grounded. One, two, three. We create in our minds thoughts of harmony, peace, tranquility, and balance. We weave our love for Mother Earth around those thoughts and bind them together. We create an image in our mind of calmness and balance that humanity needs to live upon this planet. Thank you all for being here, and thank you very much for sharing your beautiful energy with Gaia.